You sounded the bat signal. You need a little help before that. Well, what can we do to help you, buddy?
Well, I'm sure you're aware of the situation at Monroe County United Ministries. They usually handle about 200, 250 families a month with their sustainability center, which includes the food pantry. Well, they've been doing, I think, 400 to 425 families now, and they really found themselves in the straits for food. So they came up with a program called Gimme 500, and they're asking, they sent emails to religious organizations and civic organizations and a number of businesses to commit to collecting 500 of a particular item. So Kiwanis Club of Bloomington and Pageantry at IU, and those are the students who put on the Miss IU competition every year, and Domino's Pizza have gathered together, and we've committed to collecting 500 boxes of spaghetti. And the students at Pageantry at IU have put a box at Gentry House for collections, and there's three sororities on campus that are helping them out with collection boxes. And what we're going to do is this Saturday from noon to 4 at the Domino's at 908 North Walnut. That's their
That's a new one, right?
Yeah, and that's and I think that's the only one in Monroe County where you can dine in. From noon to 4, Miss IU, Shaylee Barnes, is going to be there in person, and volunteers from Kiwanis and volunteers from Pageantry at IU and volunteers from Domino's are going to be collecting boxes of spaghetti. And for anyone who brings in 5 boxes or more of spaghetti, they'll get a voucher for a free medium Domino's pizza.
Now, Alan, let me ask you a stupid question because that's my area of expertise on this program. I've got some other pasta at my house. You just want spaghetti, or can I be a little flexible? You tell me what you want, and I'll tell all the people.
Okay, as long as it's boxed pasta.
You don't care what shape or size it is. You just would like some pasta.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, I don't want someone to misinterpret this and say, well, I have all this macaroni, and my kids quit eating macaroni and cheese. It'd be nice if they took that. Well, yes, they will. Just make sure it's not open. That's all we ask, right?
And make sure it's not open, and make sure it hasn't expired.
Perfect. 2 good rules of thumb, because boxes are great because they don't break in glass, they don't get any of that stuff, so that's good. And we can keep them on the shelves for a while. So, coming up this Saturday, not next Saturday, not the Saturday after that, Alan, this Saturday from noon to 4 at Domino's right before the bridge at 12th Street, you can meet Miss IU, and if you donate 5 or more packages of dried pasta, either spaghetti or whatever shapes you've got, you get a medium coupon for, you don't even have to have it right then, a coupon for a free medium pizza?
Right. Yeah, it's called a voucher.
A voucher, okay.
Gotcha. Same thing as a coupon?
Yeah. I don't know. Yes, perhaps.
It's a free Domino's medium pizza. And just stop by. Oh, and picture taking is welcome. If you want to have your picture taken with Miss IU, or if you want to have your picture taken with a pizza, I'm sure Victor at Domino's wouldn't mind that. Just stop by for between noon and 4. And it's really great how all these students have partnered with Kiwanis Club of Bloomington, and Domino's has partnered with us to help Monroe County United Ministries out. Most of us call it MACM, Monroe County United Ministries. But the need is great. I think it's the greatest it's been in the last decade. And we appreciate your help, and they'll appreciate your help, and the families at the Sustainability Center will really appreciate your help when they go to the food pantry.
Now, I got another question for you. I know folks are busy. My gang, for example, is going to be out of town on Saturday. Is there any other way we can help besides 12 to 4, dropping this off at Domino's at 908 North Walnut Street on Saturday? Can we drop off other times? Is there another places we can do? How can we help out?
All right. Well, for the Kiwanis Club of Bloomington particular collection, which is what we're talking about, we will be at the American Legion on West 3rd Street Thursday from 11:45 to 1:15. And if you want to come to the Blue Room, you can come there and drop off boxes of spaghetti on Thursday from 11:45 to 12:15. and that's 1800 West 3rd Street, and we'll be in the Blue Room.
It's easy for you to say. You should have a radio show. You sound like me for crying. I bring you on here to help me, and then you start goofing around. No, I'm just kidding. Now, here's the part. When you get there, if you haven't been there before, just ask. Everybody will help you. They want the donations. They want this to help out.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm trying to figure out how I can tie this in. You know, Saturday morning is Hoosiers Outrun Cancer, right? That's going on at the stadium. Boy, if we could get that message out to all those folks, maybe we could have them all run over to Domino's afterwards and drop a box off. Yeah, you should. I'll send you an email after this. Maybe we can get you help there.
Yes, and I think some of the members of Pageantry.IU are on that already.
Oh,
I'm not sure,
good.
But you go ahead and email me. All right.
Heck yeah.
And also, I wanted to tell you other organizations, like I just mentioned, the American Legion. Well, they have committed to collecting 500 cans of pork and beans. So if you are going to drop off a box of spaghetti at the Legion, bring a can of beans, too.
Why not? Why not? I'm envisioning right now, my wife had this notion, because when you go to Sam's Club, right, you can't buy one of something. You got to buy, like, the affixed box of, like, 6,000 things. On top of my refrigerator, Alan, I don't know if it's the heat and I'm hallucinating, but I see a bunch of cans of green beans up there. And you'll take those, won't you? You'll take those off my hands, so I'm not forced to eat them. You'll help me out there.
I'm sure they will. Sure they will. You could bring those by on Thursday. Also, you know, like the United Presbyterian Church, of which I'm a member.
Yep.
They committed to collecting 500 cans of SpaghettiOs, and they wound up collecting 860 cans.
Very nice. Very generous.
And this entire campaign is over on September the 29th. However, for Kiwanis Club and Pageantry.IU and Domino's, our campaign is over on Sunday the 25th. The 24th will be the last day that we're collecting. And as I told you on Thursday at the Legion.
Let's just make this real simple for folks. Saturday, on one of the main streets of Bloomington, you will
908 North Walnut.
There you go. The new Domino's on the east side of the street. Stop in, drop off. It'll take you 38 seconds. The longest part will be organizing your free voucher for a free medium pizza. And you'll be helping our community. You'll be helping Pageantry at IU and all the do-gooders at the Kiwanis Club of Bloomington. Remind us how many years, Alan, you guys have been do-gooding.
102 years in Bloomington. Our chapter was founded in 1920.
Well, that is
absolutely mathematically correct. Isn't that right,
I have
Mike?
No idea.
We were founded in 1920, so this 2022 would be...
Nobody that listens to this program...
102nd year, or is it our 103rd year?
Nobody that listens to this program expects any accuracy in math until Novak or Terry arrives at 5 o'clock. That's just... Those are the rules. That's how it works. So for over 100 years, the do-gooders... Mm-hmm. at the Kiwanis Club of Bloomington have been helping out, and we're going to help the MACUM, the Monroe. Tell me what that stands for again.
Monroe County United Ministries.
Food drive, and we're going to help them Saturday, this Saturday, from noon to 4, 908 North Walnut Street, the brand new Domino's right in front of the railroad tracks on the east side of the street. It's one way north for those of you who are just joining us in town. So you can tune in the parking lot, turn out 12th Street. Yeah, you can get out of there. It's fine. You'll be okay. So let's do that on Saturday. Weather should be nice. Temperatures in the mid to upper 70s. Heck, walk over there if you want. Park over somewhere and walk. Get around town. Get downtown. Get over there and see what's happening. And we will send them your way, Alan Pease with Kiwanis. And all right, I've got my new calendar up. When do I need to mark it for Operation Chili for Children?
October the 28th, Friday.
Halloween edition. All right, there we go. And what's wrong with the authorities? Halloween's on a Monday this year. Is that true? That can't be true, is it? A Monday?
Well, it moves every year.
I know that it shouldn't. Halloween should be on a Friday or a Saturday. You know, you don't have to. You know, my kids are going to get all pumped up with candy let's see, when is it? October. On a Monday night, then they're just going to bug me for candy all week long. They're not going to want to get up for school. It's a disaster. Halloween should be on a weekend, period, end of sentence.
Has the city of Bloomington declared trick or treat night to be on Monday?
They always do it on Mondays. They do that. They do that, and they do the 4th of July, which should be because that's different. That's a birthday. That's a whole different thing. But I don't think anybody would complain if we said, yeah, Halloween is Saturday or Friday night. Shouldn't be a Saturday night either. Everybody's got weekend plans. Should be a Friday night, the 28th. But then we could do it at Operation Chili for Children. So we've got time to get ready for your big deal. I know that you'll be on with me that week. We'll have you in the studio. We'll have you come on in. Get you all your sponsorships ready to go. But let's focus one more time. This Saturday, the 24th, right, IU kicks at 3:30. You're going to be there from noon to 4 at 908 North Walnut Street. That is the 12th Street Domino's, brand new location right underneath the railroad tracks. Bring dried pasta, boxed, not expired, and you get a voucher if you bring five or more boxes for a Domino's medium pizza. You can meet Miss IU, and let's do a good job here for Alan and the gang. Great job, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate your support. Thanks, WGCL.